fur we get wool from, anyway.
What would you call a male hog?
A boar.
And what would you call a female hog?
Just a pig? I don't know.
What would you call a small hog?
Piglet?
Yeah. Or, what about maybe one that's not a pig, but it's not really a hog either?
I don't know.
The farmers call it a scrot.
Scrot. I've heard the word, but I...
What would you call, if you had a pig, and you didn't want the pig to, grow up before, what might you do to him?
You mean keep from being a wild?
Mm-hmm.
Pin him up? I don't know.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now, say you had a cat, and it was a female cat, and you wouldn't want it to get pregnant, so you would have it...
Have it spayed.
If you had a male cat, what would you have done to it?
Have him castrated.
What would you call the kind of hair that grows on a hog's back? It's kind of rough.
Bristles, or I don't know.
What about the long teeth in a frog and a hog's
in a frog? tusks.
What would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
A boar.
What's the noise that a calf might make?
Moo.
And what kind of noise would a horse make?
Whinny, neigh, different terms.
Is there a difference between the noise that a young calf might make and maybe a cow?
Probably. I'm really not familiar, too familiar with them.
What kind of noise would a sheep make?
Bah.
And a very young sheep might? If he was calling for his mother, he might.
I don't know.
What would you call a hen sitting on a nest of eggs?
A laying hen.
And where would a hen live?
In a chicken coop.
Or a
hen house.
What's the part of a chicken that might bring you good luck?
A wishbone.
And how would you get good luck from a wishbone?
By having somebody else hold on to the other side and pulling, and whoever ends up with the longer piece gets their wish come true.
What would you call the inside parts of a chicken that might be edible?
You want specific parts or just